BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Are we running out of music again? Chris has more evidence. What song choice will you pick today? Will you go for mine or for Chris's one? And what key does your toilet flush in? Find out in today's Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Me and Chris were at Harper Adams University with all the young farmers on Saturday night. Last time we were there was for our student tour at the end of last year, where we took Ed Sheeran with us. Very up for it crowd.
Really up for it. It actually sold out, but yeah. I think that's because there was an expectation that we were going to bring Ed Sheeran with us or Rihanna.
We were saying that in the car, weren't we? We were like, do you think they think we're going to bring Ed Sheeran again? Because we're not. It's just us.
Well, because they weren't expecting it at the time.
No.
So it's, I mean, I get it from their point of view, it's worth coming along just in case. But then I didn't see loads of people leaving, so I guess that's a good sign.
But when I got out of the car, when we met the organisers, did you have a slight feeling of, they must have someone else in the car with them?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's just us.
That's right, because I shook the organiser's hand and then he immediately went to you. And then I was wondering if you had the same thing where You saw them kind of looking behind you.
Yeah. It's like, is there anyone else? No, there isn't.
But it was good fun.
Before us, though, we managed to catch the last few minutes of their set, were a band called The Wurzels, who are big in farmerland. So this is a bunch of old blokes from the West Country who had a couple of hits in the 70s, one of them being I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester.
Yeah, everyone knows that song.
Yeah.
It's old school, but everyone knows it.
So
it's a bit like a nursery rhyme now. It's got that sort of legendary status.
And do you remember when we said before that it sounds a bit like Casio by George Ezra?
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
So they do the Kaiser Chiefs Ruby in their set, but in a kind of West Country style. I'd like to bring some of that from Saturday night to you now. This is what it sounded like. Style. Quite incredible. Chris high-fived them all as they came off stage.
I nearly lost it to this. I'm telling you, I was tempted to press my best moment of 2016 buzzer when they performed Ruby. If I could have done it there and then, it was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
We'd literally just turned up from a three-hour car journey and then the Wurzels are there
so
doing
confused.
Ruby. I was so confused. Now, also, we should shout out, and then there are top bunch of blokes. We had a picture taken with one of
love
them.
Love them.
One of them was shirtless and had a picture taken with us. They're all in their 70s. And the drummer, who I'm assured is 80, had a big machine next to him. Now, I asked one of the organisers what that was for. He told me that it was his oxygen tank because he gets a little bit out of breath on stage. And sure enough, at the end of the show, he did walk off from the drums and reconnected himself to said oxygen tank.
But it was incredible in front of a crowd of 1,000 people cheering him on.
Yeah, I just walked off.
What
reconnect to the oxygen.
Legends. All of them.
Top blokes. That picture with the shirtless Wurz or whoever he is has come out really bad.
Yeah,
it's
put this
really
on my
blurry.
Instagram. It's a really blurry picture. Unfortunately, one of the only pictures I had from that night. But what a great night.
Could be any old bloke shirtless.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're going to do that thing at 2:40, which we've kind of provisionally called Battle of the Bangers because we can't think of anything else. He picks a song, I pick a song, neither of us know what that song is, and then you decide who wins. Did I win most last week?
No, you didn't. No, I won most of last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was me.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I think you've got this misconception that you are somehow massively ahead in this game. You're not.
Today,
First week, I admit, yes. You absolutely trounced me.
Yeah, to be honest, I did lose my touch a bit towards the end of the week. So I don't know what his song is. He doesn't know what my song is. However, today I've picked something with a bit of heritage, so I don't think it can really lose. No, but yeah, but this is a band that used to have a massive, massive following.
Fine, and my song can't be beaten.
Oh, is it? We're going like that, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll find out at 2:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Megan is in Aberystwyth University this afternoon. We went there for our student tour. She says, I'm listening secretly in my Welsh language lesson. Is that bad? Probably, yeah, because you're not fully concentrating, but it's a Monday, so meh. I was talking earlier about some of the things that your money does and has helped with already when you donate to sport relief. things like vaccines to keep children in the poorest countries in the world alive, people in the UK who are homeless, or old people suffering from dementia alone right here in Great Britain. And my friend and Radio 1 colleague Greg James last week, it was the week before last, God, time flies, decided to run a lot and cycle a lot and swim a lot. 5 triathlons in 5 days. And he did it because he wanted to raise as much as we possibly could for Sport Relief, give it all to them, and then they can do great things with it. This is what Greg went through.
Day 1.
I'm here and I'm on a jetty at Belfast Marina Harbour. I feel like a jelly. I feel really sick.
Greg, this is for you before you start your insane 5-day Gregathlon.
Hi Greg, it's Chris here from the band Coldplay. As your personal trainer, I feel it's important to tell you to eat these bananas. There's one for each triathlon. I want you to keep them in your trousers while you're swimming and cycling. And for any of your peckish, have a little nibble.
So it's just going to acclimatise for a few seconds and then we should kick things off.
There he goes, he's swimming!
He's not here yet because we saw him earlier on and he had a puncture. He was by the side of the road.
I was just bombing it along and then suddenly just went boom, 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 and the back wheel just blew up. A bit of a mess, to be honest.
Day 2.
We did 40-mile bike today. I've just finished the 2-kilometre swim, so I just feel a bit beaten up.
The new total is...
Yes?
104,000.
That is brilliant.
And then all-time low, Jeremy, for the last 2 kilometres. Could not have been a more appropriate band name.
Day 3, Glasgow.
I can't believe that I'm doing this still. When you texted me this morning saying, are you okay, hun? I replied with, numb.
Very tough swim in incredibly cold conditions.
Let's get him out. I'll stand up for Greg.
That experience, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, ever, at the end. I didn't know what was happening.
What was going on when I just couldn't move?
So you get this thing called the after drop. That was the key time to make sure that we were looking after you, and the team did an incredibly good job at that.
Sheffield, I feel good.
Day 4, Sheffield.
Not only is it physically harder than I thought, travelling between the cities is just, it's so draining.
He sounds exhausted. How is he in person? How is he?
Well, he's actually just had a fall. He's just fallen off his bike.
My legs just wouldn't go round. I tried to, and my brain was going, no, come on, you can do it. And my calves just went, don't be stupid, mate, we're going to stop now. And they did. And I just had to just topple off onto the pavement.
So far, you have raised £308,940.
Wow. Greg, you're an absolute legend, a true motivator.
What have you done with your day? I've been swimming with example. We've just been running. I had Grimmy's lovely face join
me.
Day 5.
Are you ready, people of Norwich?
Yeah. One more triathlon. Let's do this. These sorts of moments are quite magic, I think, that everyone just stops what they're doing and thinks about other people for a change.
591,665.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much. We all change lives. It will do amazing things, and I've seen it.
Come on, he's on the final stretch now.
But if people have learnt about Sport Relief and learnt about the refugee crisis or the homeless problem in the UK or whatever it might be, then that is what it's all about, and you are all very good people. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1's Greg Athlon. For Sport Relief.
It must be really weird for... he's here now, wife. It's Greg James. It must be really weird for you to hear that now.
And I see you all sober.
All right, love.
I've missed you all.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. I feel very, very weird today.
Do you?
I feel very directionless today.
Do you?
I feel like I'm just wandering around.
You are, to be honest, you are wandering around a lot.
I am,
today.
I've been in since this morning talking to Grimmy about it on the breakfast show, and it's nice to talk to people about it, but it's very odd that it's happened and that it's raised so much money, because you said we just decided to do this challenge just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And what has happened is way more than anybody, like even anyone at Sport Relief or Radio 1 or anyone here thought would happen, and we've got deal with that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, obviously.
It's
but
brilliant.
It's very strange to not have it to do this week.
I was expecting you to be a little bit different.
What do you mean?
I don't know, just a bit more like, love, I've done all this. Do you know what I mean?
What, like a diva?
Yeah.
I think you're in this phase at the moment. It's a bit like when people won gold medals at the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
he's in the coasting phase. It will come. He'll realise what he's done and the magnificence of his achievements.
Do you think
and then he'll be ridiculous.
Will you get knighted from this, do you think?
Will I get knighted?
Do you think?
I don't think I'll get knighted for this.
I've got a question for you as well. You were talking to Grimmy this morning about going out on Friday night, right? Mm. Like, was that a good night?
It was a good night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because like, I can't imagine the night out I would have after doing 5 triathlons. I would go out.
Yeah, I think. Did you go out?
I did go out. Good. I went out and didn't really come home very quickly.
Awesome.
But,
yeah, you didn't run home.
And also,
you?
I bet it was like,
I didn't run home.
But you had like one drink and you were like, woohoo!
On the floor after one.
Imagine doing a casual triathlon after a night out. No. Like, do you know what I mean? Just to get home.
Maybe that's a challenge for next year.
I'll tell you what, though, you're looking so thin. I need to get in this triathlon like immediately.
I know, right?
The weight's fallen off you.
I mean, that's what I've been basically walking around the office today. People going, "Oh, there's nothing off you." Yeah, well, it's because everything's left the body. I've got no fat left at all.
Yeah.
But in answer to your question, I'm not a diva.
No, I know.
I think the opposite. If anything, I think the opposite is true. I feel like I want to retire. but do you know what I mean? I just feel like it felt like a very special week, and it felt like we managed to get everyone thinking about the same thing for a whole week.
Yeah, it felt like everyone pulled together, like the whole radio station, all of the listeners of the radio station, and like I've not felt that we've done that for a long time. Yeah. It was really, really good.
It was exciting.
But it feels I said it to Grimmy this morning on the breakfast show, but we all love this place very much, Radio 1. And we love doing the stupid stuff. Like I love being on Innuendo Bingo, even if I can't say it. I love doing stupid stuff, around at red carpet, the Brit Awards, and all that.
Yeah,
but also sometimes it's quite nice to have 5 days of the radio station that are just a bit different.
I think that's what was good. It's just because most of what we do is fun kind of entertainment stuff, and just to have that thing where everyone, and I think it has more impact if you don't do it very often, where you actually just go, listen to this is really important, we need to raise money because these people really need it. And I think it has more effect when you don't do it so often.
And also people that are now encouraged to go and do something for sport relief, even if it's just a bit of a cycle or a swim or a run. I saw Radio 1's movie expert today, Ali Plum, in the lift, and he went, "Do you know what? I'm going to go and do a cycle."
Yeah, because I signed up to do a 10K.
Amazing.
You see?
But I've never done that before.
That is so cool. Mm. That is amazing. So even if one or two people just go in, "Yeah, I'm going to do a bit of exercise now," then that, I think that's also brilliant. So good.
You know how famouses like to come and help out of these things, and you had a few people along the way.
Yeah.
Was there anybody like when they arrived, your heart sank a little bit, like, "Oh, this is not going to help"?
No, not at all.
Oh, wise example there.
No, that was funny. I mean, that. Imagine I've been like, nah.
Guys, I'm this sorry. Is a hindrance rather than a help.
Yeah, I need to be G'd up.
When he was involved, were you tempted to try and swim ahead?
Thing is, with example...
He was knackered by then.
I was knackered. It was Thursday and I'd just done the cycle and then I had to go and do a swim with example. And he turned up like a puppy.
Yeah.
He was like, let me at the water. Let's do this. And I was just about being able to get my arms over just to swim. And he was racing off ahead. And at the end of it, he didn't mean to say it like this, but he said, "I'm sorry, but I couldn't actually go any slower." And I said, "Well, you shouldn't feel bad because it wasn't a race."
Yeah.
And I'd just done like 45 miles on a bicycle. Yeah. It was day 4 and I was a complete wreck. And I had loads of tape on me and loads of... I could barely get my arms over. And he was going, "Yeah, I'm sorry, no offence, but I couldn't actually go any slower."
Yeah, thanks for that on day 4.
Yeah, how good is that? He turned up to race you.
Do you know what? I can't... there's a highlights package of everything you just heard Greg go through there on iPlayer, but I can't wait to see it on the TV as well. That's going to happen soon.
Yeah, so the iPlayer, they've made an iPlayer show about it. So if you followed the story on Radio 1... all that week, and you're like, "Oh, I wish I could see some of those hills. I wish I could see you fall off the bike." Or
now you can.
"I wish I could see you collapse next to the water in Glasgow."
That
well, now
awful.
You can, everybody.
Yeah,
you can see it in glorious Technicolor. It's on the BBC iPlayer. So just go on there, and you'll find it. It's just called Gregathlon.
Well, also for everyone that donated, it's good for them to be able to see now, because a lot of people donated without necessarily seeing a lot of what went on.
Yeah, so you can on iPlayer.
So it's quite cool.
And that's amazing as well. That's a really good point. That the power of radio. And Radio 1 in particular, some people didn't even see this stuff. It just took our word for it. But I can tell you that I did actually do it.
You did do it, and it looks really hard because it was.
I can prove it.
You can still donate if you'd like to. It was hard. It was the toughest thing Greg will probably ever do in his life, but it's raised a lot of money, and we'll have a new total during Real or No Real, which you're coming back for at 3:40.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is good. Zara Larsson, Lush Life on BBC Radio 1. Tim Inukie's got it all wrong. He says a return to form for Rihanna.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Does sound like Rihanna. Work was on in the Radio 1 lift earlier. The lift in this building that plays Radio 1, Clara was playing it. And it was the chorus where she's going, and there's two builders in the lift going, pointing at the speaker and going, what's this? My Sean was listening to his music at the weekend. I hated it. And then they walked out. Right, okay, so you know what happens. One song each, just one song each. Chris actually won last week. He got the most amount of people choosing his song. I need to pull it back. Hello, Tina.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Lowestoft in Suffolk.
And what do you do?
I make cakes and cupcakes from home.
From home?
Yes.
And you sell them on, do you?
I do, yeah.
So you're a baker?
That sounds more sinister than it should have. Like you sell, you sell them on, do you, Tina?
Yeah, the way you're breaking down what you do and the fact that you sell it like that is... you're a baker, right?
On the black market, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, out the back door.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, do you ever think to yourself when you're watching on TV, I could smash Great British Bake Off?
Never.
You don't?
Never. No way. No.
Well, so you can do the cakes and the cupcakes, but if it was like some kind of polenta bread, you'd be stuffed.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'd have to follow a real good recipe.
Oh, I thought you'd be able to do it all.
No.
Okay,
no.
So those people are actually very good at what they do, aren't they?
Yeah, very good.
So what would be
very
your signature good. Bake?
She wouldn't do it.
From home, I would do a chocolate cake full of cookie dough.
Yes. Okay, you know how this works. Yes. Right, okay, so I pick a song, he picks a song, and neither of us know what the song choices are until I hit play. What's yours?
Is it me to serve?
Go on.
All right, well, this is a massive classic. I feel like I'm cheating a little bit. Do you want to have a listen?
Go for it.
But this came on shuffle the other day, and I was like, oh, this is such a good song. Now, I can tell by your face, you're a little bit annoyed with me with this one. It's a bit like scoring a goal from a yard out, isn't it? It's sort of, it's good, but it's kind of frowned upon.
And what's the song?
It's Senorita by Justin Timberlake. What have you got?
But what about if you can have the biggest band in the world? Their first ever single, which I was lucky to have the world exclusive of when they came in to see me 5 years ago on BBC Radio 1. It's a song that means a lot to me. One Direction. What makes you beautiful? You don't hear it anymore.
You don't, no.
You do not hear it.
You don't.
Okay. Go on then.
Oh, that's a hard one. Oh,
what would you most like to hear when you're doing the cupcakes today?
Something to get me motivated, something that really keeps me going.
They're both big sing-along tracks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, especially mine at the end.
Gonna have to go with Chris.
Yes.
What is
going
on?
Go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you. He's a friend of mine. Yes, I am. And he goes by the name Justin.
Whoa.
It feels like something's heated.
Oh.
Can I leave with you?
Ladies. Gentlemen, good night. Ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like that's a bit of a cheat choice, and I don't know why.
No, I know what you mean, but I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I think, shall I tell you why? Because I think I've heard this on the 10-minute takeover probably not that long ago.
Yeah, I mean...
For me, it needs to be different.
I think we need to pick different songs that wouldn't be on the 10 Minute Takeover or wouldn't be on Grimmy's Nick's tape, you know? Yeah. And that would be on either of those. But fine. A lot of people think it's an outrageous decision.
A lot of people don't, though. A lot of people love that.
Nathan and Warwick says, "What makes you beautiful is a diamond of a song. I was ready for Windows down, the Snapchat open. Now my windows have gone up." That's one. Tom from Portsmouth says, "Yes, Chris. And Matt, Digger Dancing. It went down well."
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris.
I'm thinking that me and you need to have a sit down with the guy that sorts all the music here at Radio 1.
Well, he's leaving.
He is leaving, but there's a new one coming in. I think the key is to get hold of him. And have a little word.
So you want to meet up with the new one?
Yes. What's his name again?
Chris.
Chris, that's it.
Want me to arrange a meeting, yeah?
Can you?
Okay. What for?
Because I want to discuss with him the music policy here at Radio 1.
What do you mean?
And my concerns in general with the music industry.
Oh, okay. Brave. What are you going
to
say?
For a while now, I've thought to myself that we're running out of music.
Oh, not this again.
Because think about it, there can only be so many notes that you play in a certain order.
Yeah, and so many combinations of those.
Music's been around for ages, so the problem is...
Music's been around for ages.
So the problem is we're now coming to the end of music, possibly, and what's actually happening is all the songs are starting to sound the same.
Okay, so what do you want to address with Chris when he comes in as the new head of music?
Well, what Radio 1 are going to do about it? Because we're a radio station that are largely based on music and being at the forefront of new music.
The cutting edge.
What happens when the new music sounds exactly the same as the old music?
Okay, right, I'm sure you've got some examples to play me, right?
Shall we kick things off then, Scott?
Mm.
Right, this song by Jonas Blue, Fast Car.
Massive song.
Massive song. Got to number 2 in the charts. Oh, you're a fast car. I wanted to get to anywhere. I was in the pub the other day. This came on the jukebox. Have a listen to this one. You get a fast
car. I want a ticket to anywhere. That's the same.
It's the same. That's what I'm saying. And no one realises the Jonas Blue one gets to number 2, same song.
This is just a slower version of the one that just got to number 2.
Exactly.
Well, how's Jonas Blue getting away with that then?
Incredible, isn't it? And we're playing it here at Radio 1. I wanted to get to anywhere.
Maybe we'll make a deal. And nobody noticed.
That's just the start of it, Scott. Because when you notice one, you notice loads of them. The Vamps were on Saturday Night Takeaway the other night, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
And they do that song, Wake Up. So wake up. You're sleeping hard. This sounds so similar to a song by Fun called We Are Young.
Whoa.
Same.
I mean, not exactly
the same. Not exactly the same. I know I'm told to say that, but...
The lawyer's listening. Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, 100% can hear that.
Do you want another one?
Go on.
There's a song by Churches. It's called Clearest Blue.
What's this, then?
What? It was really bugging me, because I was like, I'm sure I've heard a song like this before, right? And then I remembered, it sounds exactly like this old song from the 80s. Are we in agreement?
That is indeed very similar, yes. So, Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode, is like Church's Clearest Blue.
I can hear it.
Yeah, we are running out of music.
This is my worry. And someone needs to sit down with the head of music here at Radio 1 and warn him what's coming his way.
What's he going to do about it?
I mean,
it?
I hope that's not why the other guy left.
I reckon that might be
it. He's looked into the future. He's seen what... Do you know what? I've just realised he's right. We're running out of music.
Because he's been ignoring us for months now. And we've been doing this feature for ages.
He's hit the emergency parachute.
Yeah, and rather than have a meeting with us, which I believe we've requested, he's like, I'm off. We are, he's right, we're running out of music.
I've got one more for you. Greg told me about this one.
Excellent.
This is an exciting new artist. And whenever anyone plays Francis on Radio 1 and this song Borrowed Time, they always say that she's the future.
They do, it's getting a lot of plays on Radio 1.
But this song sounds like something from the past.
It's not... Borrowed Time. Okay, maybe it is.
It is.
I really like this song though.
But it does have the tank engine in the background.
It does sound like a little bit like Thomas the Tank Engine, I'll grant you that. Another few great examples there, Chris, of why we are running out of music. Okay, I'm going to try and get that meeting with the new guy as soon as, yeah?
Just something for us to all be wary of.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. Oh, my God. Sorry, I loved your... We're running out of music today. Oh, so good.
We've got some good new ones as well.
I love the idea that the head of music who's leaving Radio 1 has left because of that. When you said that, I was...
It's a situation. What's your views on it? Are you worried?
Well, I mean, I always tell you when I hear a, you know, one that's been copied.
You do.
So I'm on your side. I'm fighting this war with you.
I think we've got enough to do another episode of Running Out of Music later in the week.
Absolutely, and I'm very happy to be a contributor to it, and I'll keep feeding them in.
I'm looking forward to your Brit show on Wednesday. It's always a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're going to be live at the Brits on Wednesday with Alice Levine, and we're going to be both on the red carpet. I think it's slightly changed this year. We're going to be both wandering around aimlessly. Well, obviously not aimlessly doing a show, but
why has it changed?
Don't know, just for a laugh.
Oh, I see.
I just think, I don't know. I quite like when we do the BBC Music Awards. It's good when we don't really have a home, and you can go anywhere.
Yeah,
because it's the radio. You can just take this radio station anywhere. I quite like that idea.
Yeah. Also, you can chase people more easily doing that, can't you? Rather than relying on them to come to you, it's far easier if you can chase after them.
Yeah, because normally we make a little studio in the backstage of the Brits, and the artists have to come out of their way to. But we can go to them.
It's better to go to them, isn't it?
We can bust into their dressing rooms and all sorts.
Yes, catching them off guard, I think, is a brilliant move.
Yeah.
I remember chasing Adele down the corridor at quite some speed a couple of years ago, but that's because, more than that, about 3 years ago.
Were you repeatedly shouting her name whilst you did it?
Yes, I was.
But and were you on air at the time? Was
yes,
there real
I was.
Pressure to
yes,
make
I was.
It?
Yes, I was. And
good.
She's like, I'll come in. And she actually, I followed into her dressing room. She's like, come in, I'm just watching Doctors.
Dick Van Dyke.
Actually watching Doctors.
Thing is that pop stars... They tend to have a bit of a, oh no, they're a bit busy, you know, getting ready for the... Excuse me, this is literally your job. Mm. Be a pop star, we're interviewing you. That is all you're here for. So that is what we're going to go and search for them. And they go, I don't think they've got time to come to the studio.
Yes, they have, I'm going in.
That's fine, we're going to take the studio to them.
Good, I can't wait to hear that on Friday. All the good stuff that you don't see, all the non-polished stuff that you don't see on the TV, that's what I'm after.
Yep.
Wednesday at 4 p.m. Might have a little total for you now. Remember those triathlons you did?
Yes.
Remember those?
Yes.
On this morning's show with Grimmy, the total was £870,790. Do you want a new one?
I'd love a new one.
It's so silly, this. It's brilliant, though. Thank you so much for all of your generosity.
$900,564.
Yes. Okay. Oh, wow.
900.
That's 900. 900,564.
It is mad, isn't it? When you started to think, what were you hoping for? Like, I was thinking in my head, I thought if you got to like 150,000, that would have been amazing.
That's honestly amazing. It's very dangerous to have a total in your head, but you, as a human, you can't help it. And I didn't say this last week, but anything close to 100,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's huge,
by the
way.
Huge.
No, exactly. That's the point. That would be ridiculous.
To even get 100,000 out of you know, nothing. Really is amazing. So, well, not 900, so close to a million, tantalizingly close.
Thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank you, everybody.
I know we keep saying thank you, but that's because you give so much. So thank you so much. Okay, today's Real or No Real starts now.
A man has changed his name by deed poll to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Okay, I mean, it is a bit odd when people change their name by deed poll. Like my friend Gary Bint, who took notice of the Radio 1 listeners when they voted for him to change it to Gary McFly. And that's still his name to this day.
But I like that he changed it from Bint.
Well, you would.
Yeah, I would change it to Bint.
Just a thought with the burger situation here. Have they got that the wrong way round? Isn't it meant to be a double bacon cheeseburger?
No, it's bacon double cheeseburger.
Is it bacon double cheeseburger? Well, I don't know why, that's just mucking up my brain for a second there.
No, where... No.
Well, it's never been called a double bacon cheeseburger in my life.
No, at the famous place where you might get a cardboard crown.
The arches.
Well, no, the cardboard crown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You get the bacon double cheeseburger.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Always good to go XL as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a silly name to change it to.
Radio 1, Fighting Obesity. So has he changed
his... Life's about balance, isn't it?
It is balance.
It's about doing a triathlon, then having a bacon double cheeseburger.
It is, it certainly is, especially for you, 4 roasts in 5 days.
5.
He needs to meet a Mrs. Salad, doesn't he, really, to sort of balance it up.
Mrs. Yeah. Diet Coke. I'll have a diet, though.
Yeah, I like going XL and then having a Diet Coke. I'm watching my weight. So has a man changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger, real or no real?
Hope so. I'd like to meet him.
Oh, but why would you change your first name and your... It's too much to change.
It's double-barreled.
Unless he was born Bacon Double.
No, he's Bacon... It's like Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yeah.
It's like double hyphen cheeseburger.
Yeah, so it's Bacon, his first name, and then double cheeseburger, the hyphenated.
Camilla Double Cheeseburger. Am I going to be put in the tower for that?
You probably are. Real okay. or no real, please?
She's not a full royal.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh. It is a Londoner, Simon Smith, who changed his name by deed poll to Bacon Double Cheeseburger, saying it was the first thing that popped into my head
and his mouth.
And next,
the majority of the world's toilets flush in the key of G sharp.
Interesting.
Whoa. Can you do that, Greg? You did acting, didn't you? Can you do what? Give us a G sharp?
I can't do that.
No,
I don't know how to do that.
So here's a toilet flush.
Did you record that yourself?
Yes. I can't. I don't know what the G is, though, darling.
That's actually live in the Radio 1 toilets. He's got a microphone in there.
Is that G?
G.
G.
How do you know that?
Ah. Do it again.
G sharp.
Right.
We're just picking any note.
You're making that up. Okay, try it.
G sharp. Yeah, it's very similar.
Mm. Mm. So that's most toilets in the world. We're not saying all. We're saying the majority of the world's toilets flush in the key of G sharp.
I don't think this is real. I don't think this is real because it depends. I'm thinking about this way too much, but that's very much the idea of the game. Mm. I think that it depends on the shape of the bowl, of what note you're going to get out of it. Do you not think?
If you've got a bigger bowl, it's going to change the...
If you've got a bigger bowl, you're going to get a deeper note. That's all I'm saying. You know when you have when you've got a wine glass and you put water in it, you do the...
Yeah, I love that.
More water in it, the different note you get. I saw an amazing man, a street entertainer, did a whole concert, bought the CD.
Aren't most toilets standard size, though? Who has a bigger bowl?
You do. You've got a bigger bowl.
No, you've got a bigger bowl.
Go to France, you get a tray.
Yeah, true.
What does a tray sound like? What note is that?
I don't know, Greg. So
you go to a service station, you go to an air on a French motorway.
By the way,
what are you having?
Just send it up. Do you remember the real or no real after the Brits last year?
I don't remember it.
But that was amazing. That was the one where everyone pretty much gave up halfway through. In fact, Scott, you either fell asleep or told me to shut up.
Yeah, you fell asleep and told everyone to shut up.
Yeah.
But you did a time check because we all forgot we were on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, so are we all meeting again for that real or no real?
Thursday from 1 p.m.
Can't wait.
So, is this true about the key of G sharp and the majority of the world's toilets flushing, real or no real?
Oh, it's a fascinating fact, this, if real. So I'm gonna go real.
No real. I don't believe it for a second. I think they all vary. They're all individual. No
that
real.
One is no real.
Yes.
But almost all of the toilets in the world flush in the key of E flat.
What?
They do. And here's proof.
E flat.
That's E flat.
Oh, that's E flat.
And here's a toilet.
No.
Yes,
no.
Real.
E flat.
Real.
Why don't they get toilets doing that as the noise? It's strange, isn't it? Why has no one thought of doing that? Every time you flush, you hear that kind of noise.
This is the weirdest thing I've done on the radio for a while.
Dear listeners, what you can't see, obviously, is actually Scott Mills has got a little piano at the back of the studio.
He's doing that with one hand, flushing a loo with the other.
And we've got a toilet as well next to him.
True fact, tell your friends. E flat, that's the That's the note you need for
awesome.
A loo flush.
Wow.
That is awesome.
And finally,
international superstar Rihanna asks for golden Grahams on her rider at every show she plays.
Hey! Are they still on?
Yeah, they are.
Golden Grahams.
My gramps used to love those, and I did by proxy, because he used to give me some.
Yeah. Excellent, good story.
Well, no, what I'm saying is they're quite old school, aren't they? The Golden Grahams.
Yeah, but most era is quite old school. Like, a cornflake is...
It's true, though.
So ancient.
It like that.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Rihanna is one of the... You know when people have wacky things on their rider? Then maybe she just likes the cereal, the Golden Graham.
She's just having a laugh.
Mm. When are they still on?
Well,
yes, they are.
I remember seeing them.
Wicked.
I remember seeing them. The first thing I do, or one of the first things I do, as you know, when I go abroad, is I go to the supermarket, because the foreign supermarkets fascinate me.
After you've checked the TV in the hotel room.
That's right. And I can tell you that Golden Grahams are very much prominent in the cereal aisle in America still to this day.
Are they like, they've got a different name, like a Vauxhall is called an Opal?
No, the same. I think they may have been American in the first place.
Annoying that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You go abroad and you're like, oh, there's a Cavalier there. Yeah. Opal, what are you talking about?
Is that well, annoying.
Yeah, oh, there's a Ford dustbin. No, we don't have that at home.
What the hell's a duster?
Yeah.
But someone as big as Rihanna there, that's the kind of stuff she's after on the rider.
No, she's having a laugh. She can do anything she likes. She's just released a song where she doesn't even sing. She doesn't say any words. She just goes blur, 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 blur. And everyone's buying it
because
she's Rihanna. She does what she likes.
Real or no real, Golden Grahams on a rider at every single show she plays for Rihanna.
Real. If I was Rihanna, I would.
Yeah, I think she does it as a challenge just to annoy people. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Would you like to know what else she has?
I'd ask for cinnamon Grahams as well.
That is so good.
She also asks for Cheetos, sometimes hot, sometimes original, Oreos, cup noodles. That's pot noodle.
Sorry?
Red and white wine, vodka, soda, frappuccinos and garlic olives.
That is a party.
Isn't it?
What a party
garlic
that is.
Garlic olives.
Yeah.
Garlic olives.
Rihanna, on a Tuesday, you dirty...
what?
Cup. I like they're called cup of noodles in America.
Cup o' noodle.
No, yeah. Basically just pot noodle. At the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Yes, Greg.
Right, good.
Those are the best bits of Monday's show. We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Listen live or get this handy podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.